Well, let's see what's on TV today. Hey, a sci-fi movie. This looks good.
These two are kind of in an arms race, one trying to escape, the other one trying to pursue.
Sounds promising.
These are miniature Terminators.
Oh yeah? Well then what?
More or less a ballet of death.
Really?
The host does everything it can to prevent being attacked. The parasitoid does everything it can to overcome those defenses.
Science fiction? Science fact. What USDA entomologist Matt Buffington is describing is the role of parasitic wasp. There are lots of them globally, some no bigger than a millimeter long, but they provide a lethal blow to invasive pests that can damage plants and trees and the crops they produce.
They lay eggs in the immature stages of other insects, eating them from the inside out, killing the host insect in the process, and the adult wasp emerges from the used up husk of that host insect. We use this in the biological control of pest insect species.
But with so many wasp species around,
we have names for maybe 10% of the world diversity. Knowing exactly what species you have, knowing whether or not it's attacking the host you want to try to control, is a billion-dollar question.
So that's why Buffington and international colleagues have developed an online resource equipped with many keys to identify particular wasp species in Central and Southern Africa and the Arabian Peninsula.
It really comes down to if you want to try to use these wasps for any kind of agricultural assistance, if you will. Sometimes these natural enemies are the only way we're going to control an invasive species.
He says this one-stop shop for wasp ID will help select species that can serve as biological controls against crop-damaging flies in that region. And
the Afrotropical Project is the first step in a worldwide set of guides for the group of insects. The next project is going to be Western Europe, following that North America, following that South America.
And that, according to Buffington, is thrilling. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.